Let's turn to Numbers chapter 28. Numbers 28. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel, and say to them, You shall be careful to present my offering, my food, my offerings by fire, of a soothing aroma to me at their appointed time, and shall say to them, This is the offering by fire which you shall offer to the Lord, two male lambs, 1 year old, without defect, as a continual burnt offering every day. You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight. Also a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering, mixed with a fourth of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained at Mount Sinai as a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Then the libation with it shall be a fourth of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a libation of strong drink to the Lord. And the other lamb you shall offer at twilight as the grain offering of the morning, and as its libation you shall offer an offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. Then on the Sabbath day, two male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and two-tenths of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering and its libation. This is a burnt offering of every Sabbath in addition to the continual burnt offering and its libation. Then at the beginning of each of your months you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord, two bulls and one ram, 7 male lambs, 1 year old without defect, and 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull, and 2/10 of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with oil for the one ram, and 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil for a grain offering for each lamb, for a burnt offering of a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. And their libation shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, and 1/3 of a hin for the ram, and 1/4 of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. And 1 male goat for a sin offering to the Lord, it shall be offered with its libation in addition to the continual burnt offering. Then on the 14th day of the first month shall be the Lord's Passover. And on the 15th day of this month shall be a feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. And you shall present an offering by fire, a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 bulls, 1 ram, 7 lambs, 1 year old, having them without defect. And for their grain offering, you shall offer fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for a bull, and 2/10 for the ram. 1/10 of an ephah you shall offer for each of the 7 lambs, 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall present these besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner, you shall present daily for 7 days the food of the offering by fire of a soothing aroma to the Lord. It shall be presented with this libation in addition to the continual burnt offering. And on the 7th day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work. Also, on the first day of the first fruits, when you present a new grain offering to the Lord in your feasts of weeks, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no laborious work, and you shall offer a burnt offering for a soothing aroma to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs, 1 year old, and their grain offering, fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for the 1 ram, 1/10 of for each of the 7 lambs, 1 male goat to make atonement for you. Besides the continual burnt offering and its grain offering, you shall present them with their libations. They shall be without defect. Amen. This is in the book of Numbers. This is the third, what they call the third priestly scroll. And you have to remember, so much time went by from the first mention of a lot of these festivals and feasts and offerings, that as a result, now that as they're getting ready to go to the promised land, they need to repeat these commands basically for a whole other generation. And so the simple way that this is broken down is the third scroll. So you have the introduction, and then he just goes kind of in order. You have the daily offerings that are meant to, you know, morning and night. And then you have the Sabbath offerings. Now, this actually wasn't mentioned before, but this seemed to have been added to the mix of all the offerings. So there's a special Sabbath offering that they laid out. And then there were the monthly offerings that were given, the first of the month. And generally, these were basically the new moon offerings, which would have been what the Egyptians and Syrians would call it, but obviously the Israelites are not offering these to the moon. They're offering it to the God of the moon. Okay, even that sounds weird. To God who created the moon. And so so those were the monthly offerings. And then it goes into the yearly offerings. And the first in chapter 28, the rest of them will go through in chapter 29. But the first one is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then the Feast of Weeks. And then we get to the Feast of Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and the Feast of Booths, whatnot. And that will pretty much take care of the third priestly scroll that's taken in. Now, you know, this morning there's not that much to work with in terms of a devotion, and so I'll try to do the best that I can. You know, one of the takeaways when I read all these laws, I mean, there's two. One of them is that, you know, an offering to the Lord was really, really bloody. It was, you got your hands dirty. It was painful. Painful to the person that was probably doing it, but especially painful for the animal itself. I don't know if you've ever killed anything before, you know, a live thing besides an insect, but it's pretty painful. We have when I was a high school pastor, we had a camp that we would do usually like once a year, and it was a big camp, but we would it would actually be up in Oregon, which is a whole other state away from where we're in California. And it was designed by a Navy SEAL. He was a missionary, but he designed this camp as a Navy SEAL. It was kind of survival training, but it was survival training with Bible verses mixed into it. So it was really a form of discipleship training. And one of the things that you had to do was wake up early in the morning, and you basically carried a chicken with you the whole time. At the end of the trip, you had to kill the chicken. And so I'm talking about, you know, sophomores, juniors. Okay, I don't know what that is here. Year 10, 11. And part of the thing, they would have to grab the chicken, you know, break its neck, the whole deal. And this was like one of the most traumatizing parts of this camp for these kids, to actually have to kill an animal. And, you know, it's just a chicken. But still, just the trauma of going through that, and the life lesson that was attached to that was really dealing with these sacrifices, that the priests, every single day, the daily sacrifice, every day, morning and night, there was always spilling of blood. And there was always a cost to make an offering. That seems so in contrast to the way that we today consider our offerings to the Lord. I don't know how, and I don't want to make this a judgment statement or whatnot, you know, but I would say a large section of the church these days, you know, gives to God our leftovers. There's no cost involved. There's no price to be paid per se. Whereas in this idea, I mean, it was important. It costs something. It costs something to sacrifice for the Lord. It costs. That's why it's called a sacrifice, right? It costs something to offer something to God. I mean, that's one side. The other side, which is a really good side, is whenever I read this, and especially as I was going through the book of Leviticus and all these things, yes, there's a cost to offering to the Lord. But the good part of this is Jesus Christ paid that cost for us. Isn't that great? We don't have to do this kind of stuff anymore, right? We don't have to spill the blood of animals and, you know, pour out drink before God, and, you know, all these things, these rituals, and this way that the Israelites had to go through, you know, before Jesus comes, a lot of work, and Christ paid the price for us, that we wouldn't have to do all these things, that there wouldn't be spilling of blood, because His blood was spilt in our behalf. And he became, as Paul will beautifully, you know, write throughout his epistles, he became our sacrifice once for all. And because of what Jesus has done for us, it's not so much that we don't have to do these kinds of sacrifices. Remember, Romans 12 tells us to present our bodies now, not as a sacrifice that's died on the altar, but he says very clearly, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Right? So now it's not blood that's spilt on the altar, that every one of us, we ought to give our lives here, a living sacrifice before the Lord. Charles Swindoll, a great Bible teacher, in his commentary on Romans 12, he says, you know, the problem with living sacrifices is that we always get ourselves off the altar. And I think that's a very wise, insightful word. We want to say, God, I am your living sacrifice. But whenever it gets difficult, we're very easy to take ourselves off the altar. It's, oh, no, not me, Lord, use someone else. Or no, I got to, there's something else involved. And so, you know, again, going back to the two takeaways, right? The sacrifice of offering to the Lord. We should learn something from that. The other flip side too is the truth and the joy that we don't have to. That this is not something that is required of us in the sense of spilling of the blood, but what's required for us, or I should maybe not use the word required, but what's the grace that we can offer to the Lord is really that we ourselves become the living sacrifice. And these young Israelites, they need to understand the fullness of what all this really meant for them to be able to take Israel to the next level into the promised land. Amen? So let's close our eyes. You know, with that in mind, you know, going back to the Romans 12 passage, let's present our bodies as living sacrifices, wholly acceptable to God, which is our spiritual service of worship. We don't have to kill lambs and bulls and all these things. But God does call us to sacrifice ourselves, our time, our treasures, our talents. So let the Holy Spirit speak to you this morning. Are you a living sacrifice? Or do you very easily take yourself off the altar when it's inconvenient for you? Let the Holy Spirit speak to you this morning.
Because of your mercy I stand here unashamed. Here I am at your feet in my brokenness complete.
Let's pray this morning. Let's thank the Lord that for Christ's sacrifice for us. Let's thank Him for His blood shed on our behalf, that we wouldn't have to do all these things that are laid out here in Numbers and Leviticus and Deuteronomy. But with that said, though, let's also offer to God our living sacrifice. Every one of our lives, totally given over to Him, because He is Lord of our lives. Let's pray to that end. Let's go before the Lord. Let's pray for our community that's battling cancer and going through recovery. Let's pray for Holy Spirit to really bless them and heal them. And let's pray for our family members as well as they battle this disease together. Let's lift up. Let's pray for our community that's battling illness, but also needs to meet with Jesus. Let's pray for physical and spiritual healing. Let's pray for our community that's going through non-cancer or related illnesses, and let's pray for God's healing word. Let's pray for our community that's looking for work. Let's pray for God's provision. Let's go to our mission focus and let's pray for Cambodia today. Let's ask God to breathe His life over this country. Let's pray for Grace, our missionary there, and pray for the ministry at Bloom and all the work that's going on. Let's pray for Pastor Robert Oh at V2R and for Pastor Tang at New Life Church. I think we have 3 trips this summer going to Cambodia. Let's pray for those trips and people to sign up and be equipped to bless this country. Let's lift up Cambodia. Let's pray for our IP well in Cascade, and let's pray for our leaders, our volunteers, and everyone that goes through these ministries, that they would really grow, they would be changed, and the Holy Spirit would just grab a hold of their lives. Let's pray for protection and anointing over all of our intercessors and counselors. Let's lift up. Let's pray over our education ministries. Pray for Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and SPU. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to touch all of the students here. Also, if you can just pray for the transition that's happening as Pastor Hyunsu is transitioning out of SPU, and then Ricky will be stepping in. Just cover that transition, and just pray for all the teachers and volunteers that God would really use them to lead our young people to the Lord and to His purposes. Let's pray for our outreaches happening tonight, SP Lights and the Homeless Ministry. Let's pray for the Holy Spirit to lead and guide all of our volunteers as they go out. And real significant ministry would happen tonight. And let's lift up. Let's pray for our house churches tonight, Soho, Robin Hood, and Austin West. And let's pray for God just to bring His love down to every person there. Pray that they would just really love God and love each other throughout the time, throughout the discussions and everything that happens tonight. Let's lift up. Today in our community, let's pray for Discovery Bay International Community Church. The pastor is Pastor James Buckner. If you read that, this is with an emphasis on children and youth services. We strive to be a family church. Our kids' church program, two and a half to 10 years. And our teen study, 11-year plus, meets at the same time as our worship service. Our nursery caregivers are available for all our youngest attendees. We're a community church. Community of Christ followers who are grace dependent in fulfilling His great commission. And so please pray for DBICC as it reaches out to the community of Discovery Bay. And please pray for James and the leadership and continued vision and direction, and also for unity with the Anglican, Catholic, and Chinese churches in DB. Let's just pray for DBICC and particularly Pastor James Buckner. Let's lift up. Father, we thank you. God, we bless you this morning. We thank you for DV International Church, Lord. I ask you to bless them. I bless Pastor James and their ministry, Lord, as they reach out there in DB. We also thank you for your word today, Lord, and thank you just for the reminder, God, how grateful we are for all that you've done for us, Lord, and that we don't have to spill blood, God, but you desire our lives, God. And so we give our lives to you again. We place ourselves on the altar as living sacrifices, and give us the courage not to get off, Lord, when it's inconvenient for us, Lord, but to truly sacrifice. Lord, help us to recognize, Lord, it is a privilege to sacrifice for your kingdom, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Watch over us, God, today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And bless you. Enjoy the rest of your prayer time. We'll see you tomorrow.